Today we're going to learn Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph of Maseches Chagiga. We're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chav Hey Amid Beis. So the Mishnah is going to tell us another Chumrah that Truma has over Kodesh. That in certain instances, you could take a Klicheres for a Kodesh, you could buy a Klicheres for a Kodesh from a potter who is an Am Ha'aretz, and you don't have to worry about the Tuma. But you may not buy it if you want to use it for Truma. So Min Hamodim V'lifnim Ne'amanam Al Klicheres. From a place called Modi'im, which is a city that is about 15 mil from Yerushalayim, and from there closer to Yerushalayim, the potters who are Amei Haaretz are believed about the klicheres that they make that they are tahor, because they would not they do not have kivshonos in Yerushalayim to make klicheres, because they don't want to have any smoke in Yerushalayim. So they needed a lot of klicheres in Yerushalayim to cook all the kachim, so they didn't have enough people who are capable of making pots who were chaverim. They had to use Amei Haaretz. So the Chacham had no choice but to trust Amei Haaretz around that area and the surrounding areas around Yerushalayim to make the pots that they were going to use for Kodesh. Min Modi'im lachutz ein amana. But anyone outside of Modi'im, anyone further away than Modi'im, would not be believed. So Ketzad, what does it mean that they believed? Hakadosh hu mocher hakaderos. You have a potter who's selling pots. The nichnas of nimin amodiim. He comes closer to further in from Modi'im. Hu hakadar vehein hakaderos. He's believed about the tahara of those pots only if he himself is the potter who made those pots and sold them, but not if he's a retailer and he got them from a wholesaler, from somewhere else, and only if they are the same pots that he himself made is he believed. But he's not believed about pots that he bought from someone else who lives in Modi'im. That Hein Halokhin, and also only for the people who themselves bought from the potter, Ne'aman. That's where he's believed. That's as far as his Ne'amanus goes. But they're not Ne'aman for Chaverim that did not see the Kadar bring in those pots. Yatza Eino Ne'aman. But if he leaves Modi'im to go outside, he's not going to be believed, even though it's the same potter and the same pots and the same buyers, because we only believe him when he is in Modi'im and further in, closer to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara explains, since the Mishnah never says the din of Modi'im itself, only the din of the places that are closer than Modi'im and that are further than Modi'im, so we have to elaborate on that. So Tana Modi'im Pa'amim Kilf. Modi'im itself is sometimes like it's further in, closer to Yerushalayim, and sometimes like it's further away, as if it were outside Yerushalayim where there's no Ne'amanus. Ketzad kader yotzei v'chaver nichnas. If the potter goes outside further from Yerushalayim, and the chaver is coming from a further place closer to Yerushalayim, and they meet up in Modi'im, that's kilifnim. Then he has ne'amanus. It's going to be considered that it's lifnim. Shnehen nichnasin. If they both are coming from outside of Modi'im toward Yerushalayim, and now they are in Modi'im, oh shnehen yotzin, or they're both leaving further away from Yerushalayim, and now they're in Modi'im, kilachutz. That has the din of being further away from Modi'im, and they're not believed. When they're both nichnasim, the reason is because the chaver could wait and not buy until they get closer in from Modi'im. When they're yotzim, it's because he should have bought the kli while they were still bifnim. So Amar Abaye Afana Nami Tanina. So Abaye says we have a Mishnah that tells us this din that we find in the Braisa. Hakadosh Shemachar Sakderos V'nichnas L'fnim in Modi'im. You have a potter that sells pots and he goes closer in from Modi'im. He's believed, and we are medayik Taima Lifnim in a Modi'im. That the only reason he's believed is because he's further in from Modi'im. Ha Modi'im gufa lo mehemin. But in Modi'im itself, he would not be believed. But ema seifa. But then we go on and we read the seifa yatsa eno neman. That if he's further away from Modi'im, he's not believed. Ha Modi'im gufa neman. But if he were in Modi'im itself, he would be believed. Elo lav shmamina kan mekad yotze v'chaver nichnas kan b'shneim yotze mo shneim nichnas in shmamina. Meaning the fact that there's a stira in the implications of the first halacha and the Mishnah. And the second halacha, the Mishnah tells us that there must be some sort of chiluk over here that the Mishnah is not telling us, that it must be something that's based on circumstance, that sometimes modim, the guy will be believed, and sometimes in modim itself, the guy will not be believed. So the Gemara goes on to explain the halacha of the ne'amanus of the amei aretz potters to sell that their kli cheres. Tana ne'amanu b'kli cheres hadakin lakodesh. They're believed about small kli cheres that people use in their home for kodesh, to put wine or oil of nesachim, or to cook karban shlamim, because rov of the tzibur is not able to be omade on such an isser if we would have such an isser. They wouldn't be able to withstand and to observe such an isser. But he's not going to be believed about pots as far as truma use is concerned. So Amrei Shlakish, v'hu shenitlan b'yado achas. That's only the din that he's ne'aman is only if you can carry the pots with one hand. But if they can't be carried with one hand, then they're too big. This only applies to small pots. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu she'initolim biyado achas. He says no, a small pot would still be considered something that you can't carry with one hand. And another machlokas, Amrei Shlakish, lo shanu ela reikanin. The idea that an Am Haaretz is believed is only by kelim reikanin, by empty kelim aval maleyin, but if you have a kli that's full of a mashke of chulin that belongs to the potter, lo, then he's not going to be believed, because we assume that whatever mashke he has is tamei, so it's going to be mitami the kli. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu maleim afilu apar kasuso, even letocho, even if the pots are full, and even if he has whatever mashke chulin that he has in it, the chamra masake that he's neman, and we assume that his mashkin is not going to be able to be mitame the pot. V'yamarava mod Rabbi Yochanan mashkin atzman shein tmein, but even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the actual liquid that's in the pot is tame, it's just that it's not metame the pot. V'al tetame, and don't wonder how that could possibly be the case, because after all, if the mashke is tame, shouldn't it be able to be metame the pot? Shaharei login male mashkin, login tame, and tumas shiva, mashkin taharin, because sometimes you have a klishetef that's full of liquid, and the kli itself is tamei tumas shiva, because it has tara b'mikvah, and the mashke that's inside of it is tahar, because there's no way to be metayer it, so we can't be metamei it. It would be too big of a chumrah to be metamei it. So the chachamim would say that the kli is not metamei it. So sometimes the chachamim will make a self-contradictory takana, because they have to be machmir in one area and make it in another area. Okay, new mishnah hagabayin. If you have Jewish people that are appointed by the king to collect taxes, and they're amei aretz shenichnasu l'tocha bayis, they go into your house to take some sort of mashkon, some sort of collateral for the taxes. V'chein haganavim, or you have Jewish ganavim, people who steal kli cheres shechziru es hakelim, that returned the kelim that they stole. Now manam lomar lo naganu, they're believed to say we didn't touch the inside of the kelim, and therefore the kelim never became tamei, and that ne'amanus is only for kodesh, but not with regard to truma. Ob Yerushalayim ne'amanam ala kodesh, ob and Yerushalayim, they're believed on Kodesh, and in the time of Yontif, they're believed even about Truma. So now the Gemara asks on this din of the Ne'amanus of the tax collectors, Uriminhi, I'll ask you a stira, that there is a Mishnah Maseches Taros that tells us, Hagabon Shenichnasu L'toch Habayis. If you have these tax collectors that go into a house, Habayis Kulo Tameh, all the Kelim in a house are assumed to be Tameh, because we assume that they touched everything, and yet our Mishnah said that we believe them that they didn't touch anything. Isn't that a stira? Says Malokasha. Ha di'ika nachri ba'adayu, ha di'laka nachri ba'adayu. The Mishnah in Taharos is talking about where there is a guy along with him, and our Mishnah is talking about where there's no guy along with him. Ditnan im yesh nachri manim ne'aman lomer lo nechnasnu avalein ne'amanim lo nechnasnu avalo naganu, that if there's a guy accompanying the Jewish tax collector, he's believed to say I never came into the house, but he's not believed to say that I came into the house but didn't touch anything, because if he came into the house he definitely touched something. So the Gemara explains the chilek. V'chiyika nachri badayim mayhavi, what difference does it make that there's a guy accompanying him? Rabbi Yochanan Blazer chad amar im that they're afraid of the Nachri, who's also a shliach of the Melech, that's with them, that he might punish him if he doesn't do a good job searching and really ransacking the place. So for sure, if he went into the house, he touched everything. That they're afraid that maybe the guy is going to report back to the king if they don't search really well. So that's why they're going to search really well. My benai, what's the difference between those two lashonos? Whether it's emas nachri or emas malchus, ikabenai nachri sheino chashuv nafkamina would be if that nachri that was with him is someone who's not so chashuv. If you assume that the reason that he's not believed is because he's afraid that the guy's going to tell on him, so even if he's not chashuv, he still might tell on him. But if according to the shita that the concern is that the Nachri himself is intimidating, that I'm afraid this Nachri might punish me. Well, if he's not a Chashav Nachri, he's not going to have the ability to punish me. Then the Mishnah went on to say, V'chein ha-Gnavim she'chzira sa-Kelim, that when Ganavim return Kelim, we believe them to say that they never touched anything. Uremini, I'll ask you a stira, it says in Masech Staris ha-Gnavim she'chzul tachabayis, Eino tamei el makom Jesus ragli ha-Gnavim, that when Ganavim go into a house, the only part that's tamei is where they walked, because they're afraid to start looking around. They take whatever they come across. But nevertheless, the Mishnah says that wherever they did walk is Tameh. So certainly Kalim that they took out of the house and returned back into the house should for sure be Tameh. That's against our Mishnah. So Amar Pinchas, Mishmei D'Rava, K'shasu Tshuva. Now, our Mishnah is talking about where they did Tshuva, meaning they gave back the Kalim, so they did Tshuva, and that's why we don't assume they're going to lie to us now that they've done Tshuva. So if they say they never touched it, they never touched it. And that's why the Mishnah is so Maduyuk. It says that they returned the Kalim. If they returned the Kalim, obviously they did tshuva. Shmamina, and that in fact is a good raya. Then the Mishnah said that in Yerushalayim they're neman about Kodesh. So what does that mean? The Gemara brings a brisa that explains what the Mishnah is talking about. Tana nemanim al klecheres gasim la Kodesh. The Amei Aretz potters are believed about the tahara of large klecheres to use them for kachim, but not to use them for truma. That from Modiim and inward, they're not neman on small kelim, but in Yerushalayim itself, they're Neman, from Adin inward, they're only Neman on small Kalim, but in Yerushalayim itself, they're Neman even about large Kalim. So the Brisa explains the din of Neamanos from Adin Vilifnim, the Kol Kach Lama, Sheinos and Kavshonos, Yerushalayim. The reason why we have to give them a certain Neamanos from Adin Vilifnim is because we can't have Kavshonos in Yerushalayim, so they can't produce pots in Yerushalayim. It has to come from the surrounding areas. There aren't enough Chaverim in the surrounding areas, so we have no choice but to rely on Amei Aretz in the surrounding areas. The Mishnah then went on to say, "Ubishas haregel afal atshuma." So minanimili, what's the source of this that we could be making on the gezera of Tumas Amaretz around the time of Yom Tov? So I'm Rabbi Shovel Levi, Damar Kra, Ve'yasuf Kalish Yisrael Eliir Ki Ishechad Chaverim Hakaz Vasan Kulan Chaverim. That in the story of Pilegish Begiva, it sounds that we're making everybody into Chaverim. So that's a smach for the idea that at Shas HaRegel, everyone is considered to be a chaver, says the new Mishnah, a continuation of the previous Mishnah that said that at the Shas HaRegel, the Ama Aretz is considered to be tahar in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah discusses what about the food and the drink that the Ama Aretz touched over Regel and remains after the Regel is over. Do we assume that Lemafreya now it's Metame B'maga because now it's no longer the Shas HaRegel? Or do we say no, the Ama Aretz came in contact with it at a time that he was considered tahar because it was Shas HaRegel? So haposeach es chaviso, a chaver who opens up his barrel in order to sell wine in Yerushalayim, v'maschil be'isaso, someone who makes a dough and sells bits of it in Yerushalayim, al gav haregel for the sake of yantiv, and amiyaretz come to buy from him and they touch the barrel or they touch the dough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmar, he's able to continue to sell from that barrel of wine or from that dough, becheskas that it's tahar, even after the regal is over, because at the time that the Amaretz came in contact with it, he was considered to be tahar. The Chamam lo yigmar. The Chamam say, no, that was a special dispensation for the Shas HaRegel. Now that the regal is over, you have to treat it as if it's tameh, even though the contact that the Amaretz made with it was only during an actual Shas HaRegel. So, says Gemar, Yosef Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Akilud Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha,
went to the doorway of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Pasachar v'yamar. One of them started saying that it says in the Mishnah that according to the Chum, someone who opens a barrel cannot continue to sell after the regel, because after the regel is considered tamei l'mafreya. So ma'ushi anichena l'regel acher. Oh, but can you put this away and say, this is a yantif barrel, come next yantif and I'll sell it b'cheskas tahara, because next yantif, the amei aretz will also be considered to be tahar. So the other one said, wait, everyone's touching this barrel, including Amei Aretz, and after the Yontif is over, it has Tumas Amei Aretz. And you want to say that if you just leave it around for longer, till the next Yontif, the Tumah is going to disappear? Meaning the second Yontif is over, it becomes Tameh. So how does that Tumah go away? Just by leaving it till the next Yontif? Amalei, so the Shawel said back, Atu Ade Idna Lav Yada Kol Mashm Shimba. What do you mean? It was on Yontif that everybody was touching it, and we still considered it Tahar on Yontif. So Amalei, Hachi Hashi, yeah, but you can't compare those two things. Bishlama Ada Idna, I understand very well up until Yontif Tumas Amaretz Beregel Rachmana Tiara. The Torah is specifically, the Pasuk specifically, is Metar Tumas Amaretz Beregel Ela Hashta, but now that Yontif is over, Tameahi, it's absolutely Tameh, because the Tumah is Chalim Afreya. So the Gemara asks, Neima Ketanayim, maybe this issue is really Machlokas Tanayim. The Tani Chadi Yanichen El Regel Acher, V'Tani Yidach Lo Yanichen El Regel Acher. So my love Tanayhi, we have two braces, one that says leave it for the next regal, the other one says don't, says Gemara, lo. Hadugtani anichena Rabbi Yehuda, hadugtani lo anichena Rabbanan. The braisa that says you leave it is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, who allows finishing it after regel, and therefore you could leave the barrel. And the braisa that says don't leave it is assuming like the Rabbanan, that it's finishing it after regel, since the tumah is going to be chal mafreya. So according to them, it's asurd to leave it for another regel as well. And it comes out from these braisos that when it comes to this suffix, it's a machlokas should be done the chamim, and we would therefore follow the chachamim. Says Rav Tzibra, Harav Yehuda Yigmar Kamar. Is it possible to explain the brises in that way? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says Yigmar, meaning you're allowed to continue selling it betara even after Yom Tov. The brisa says leave it for the next Yom Tov. How do those two things sound at all the same? Elahadik Tani Lo Yanichena, Rabbi Yehuda. No, the brisa says don't leave it for the next Yantif is following Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no need to leave for the next Yantif, you could sell it right after this Yantif. And the one that says that you should leave it till the next Yantif, Rabbanan, that follows Rabbanan. Umay lo yanichena. And what does the Baisa mean when it says lo yanichena, when it's talking according to Rabbi Yehuda? It means Shein Tzarich la'anicha, not that you're not allowed to, but that there's no need to be manichena, to be anichena till the next regel, because you could just take care of it and sell it right now. Next Mishnah, we already explained that even though the Chum were not gozer Tumah Namei Aretz on Yom Tov, once Yom Tov is over, Tumah is going to be Chal on whatever they touched, L'mafreya. The Mishnah discusses when they were Metar, the Klei HaMikdash, that Namei Aretz happened to have touched over the course of Regel. So Mishavar Regel Ma'avirin Al Taras Azara, Avar Regel Yom Shishi, and meaning when there would be mitar all the kelim in the azar from Tumas Amei Aretz, and if Avar Regel Yom Shishi, if the Yontif was over on a Friday, meaning or that Yontif was already over by Friday, which means it ended on Thursday, lo yamavirin, they would not be mitar the azara on erev Shabbos, mekvara Shabbos, because of kavod Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Af lo biyom Chamishi, they wouldn't even do it on Thursday, sheino kohanim penuyim, because kohanim were not available, so they would only wait till after Shabbos. So tana sheino kohanim penuyim lahotzi badeshen, the kohanim were not available because the kohanim were busy on Thursday to get rid of the deshen, the ashes that piled up on the mizbeach throughout the days of the Yantif, and therefore they were not able to be Matar the Azara on Thursday itself. So a lot of main points over here, so even though it's going to go a little over time, let's just go over some of these main points. So on the bottom of Chafeh and Beis, we had that from Modim v'lifnim, Amei Aretz are believed about Klei Cheres, Modim v'lachutz are not believed, and in Modim itself, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not, depending on the circumstance. Then we had Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on Chafav Amin Aleph, whether we believe in Amei Aretz about Klei Cheres, that was that's large enough that it needs two hands to hold, and also machlokas about kelim that are full of a liquid of an ama aretz. Then we had a mishnah about the gabay amelech is believed that he didn't touch anything when he went into the house, as long as he didn't have a guy accompanying him. And we have machlokas about a guy who's not chashuv, whether that would be whether that would take away his ne'amanos or not. Then we discussed that ganav is metame everything. Unless the ganav has done tshuva, then we could believe him that he was not metame everything that he came across. We also discussed that Namaritz is believed about a large klecheris in the Migdash because there were no kivshonos in Yerushalayim, and he's neman on truma over Yantif because everyone's considered a chaver over the course of Yantif. Now we had a machlokes Rabbi Dan the Chamim whether you can continue selling the contents of a chavis that you opened up over Yantif and that Amei Aretz touched over Yantif. And the Gemara discusses the question within the sheet of the Rabbanan that you're not allowed to continue selling it. Can you at least wait till the next regel and sell it then? And then the final main point, we have Machlokas Tanoim, when Yantif ends when Yantif ends and you need to be mitar everything in the Azara, would you be mitar everything on Thursday? Certainly not on Friday, but would you do it on Thursday? That was a machlokas tanoim. Or do you just wait until after Shabbos? So we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up the Mishnah on the bottom of Chavav Amid Aleph next time.